Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. National Public Radio recently shared a story about a non-Native couple attempting to adopt a child who was a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Individuals not of tribal nation status featured in the report made claims about a law in question, the Indian Child Welfare Act. Comments included that the act was an old argument and that it was absurd. This past October, a Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor struck down the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, as it is known by tribal nations, as unconstitutional. Both the individuals featured in the NPR report and Judge O'Connor claim racial bias. However, the important distinction left out of the conversation is the legal political status of tribal nations. Each tribal nation is a sovereign nation who identify their citizens based on factors established by each tribal nation government. The late Professor Emeritus Dr. Troy Johnson of California State University Long Beach wrote on the history of the Indian Child Welfare Act. Dr. Johnson stated that ICWA's underlying premise was that Indian tribes as sovereign governments have a vital interest in any decision as to whether Indian children should be separated from their families. Part of the emphasis of ICWA was to further ensure that tribal governments possessed the legal means for protecting its minor members. Dr. Johnson argued as many as 30% of Indian children were taken from their Indian families before ICWA was put into place. Such fracturing of Native families led to a loss of language and cultural continuity. One comment from the non-Native parent featured in the NPR report was that the child at the center of the story, quote, didn't even look Indian in the least regards, unquote. High Country News states that linking genetic markers with tribal citizenship is an insult on the authority of tribal governments and recognizing tribal citizenship. Allison Herrera, writer of High Country News, states that legal experts compare ICWA laws to international adoptions, which must proceed as government-to-government affairs, and that the U.S. should deal with tribes as sovereign nations, just as they do with other nations. Dave Simmons, a policy expert from the National Indian Child Welfare Association, says that if organizations targeting ICWA are successful with dismantling it, federal Indian policy would be thrown back a century. ICWA was signed into law in 1978. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.